for the grown and sexy out there. And the ugly and the childish, too. Remember the Coke commercial that he had back in the 90s? And he was drinking Coke on a bus. I'm that old. I'm Tyrese drinking Coca-Cola on a bus hole. Another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. What's going on, everybody? Oh, man. I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody is in good spirits. It is the holiday season. It is, what, 2 weeks? 2 weeks till Christmas. I hope all of you got your gifts that you were going to get to the people that you were going to get them for. It's looking like it's a thought that counts type of Christmas. I hope everybody likes ramen noodles, because that's what the fuck you're getting. Oh, man. Yeah, man, I've been Christmas shopping. Yeah, I have a teenage girl who just wants hoodies. And I'm trying to like reconcile the fact that I have a teenage daughter that is into gear now. So there's that. You know, my boy, he's in middle school now, so now he's paying more attention to His appearance, his gear, his sneakers, how he wears his hair. So he's asking for a couple of things there too. Like, he asked me for a weight set, like dumbbells, like so you can like get his guns up. But I'm there, getting my kids Christmas gifts. I have a lady now, so I have to buy her stuff. The whole gift exchange. It's been quite some time since I got anybody gifts. My partner or in a relationship. There you go. That's the fucking word I'm looking for. It's been quite some time since I bought gifts for a romantic partner. And I hope I did okay. If not, it's the thought that counts. Right, babe? So, 2 more weeks till Christmas. I'm just about ready. I'm ready for this fucking season to be done. So I'm doing well. I've been real busy at work because this is not my full-time job. This is not my full-time job yet. Wink. I need a soundboard. So it's been busy working on a promotion. That sounds about right. That round of applause is about right. So I've been working on a promotion. So that's exciting. That's I have a lot of nervous energy. And in my second job, which is the podcast, for those of you listening on Apple Music or Amazon or Spotify for podcasters, I am now recording video to accompany this podcast exclusively on Spotify. It's the same audio, just a video aspect. I was talking to one of my homegirls. She's a photographer, lovely photographer. In the past she's asked me some tips and pointers on how to start a podcast or how to do a podcast. We gained a creative kinship in that manner. And then I asked her, I was like, I'm thinking about upgrading the podcast to a video platform. And she was like, yo, you don't even need a lot of shit. You just get a light, you just spruce up the background. So the Basquiat's right here. For those of you who are just accompanying me on this audio adventure, there is a video aspect of it. And I put little mini records behind me because why not, man? Why not? I'm just looking to spruce up the joint and grow the podcast in different ways and trying to advance this platform that I'm on. But I appreciate all of you that watch, and I appreciate all of you that listen. And those of you who watch. I'm going to talk to you really quick. How come none of you have pointed out the fact that I have like dark circles and bags under my eyes? Come on, man. I thought we were family. I thought we were friends. I thought we were doing this together. You can go, hey, yo, Joe, you got to do something with the dark. You look like a raccoon that's worked a 12-hour shift. My daughter today, she was like, well, Poppy, you might start looking into some concealer. And I was like, that's a valid point. because I look terrible. But I feel great. That's what's most important. I feel great. And yeah, man, like, you know, this past weekend, we finally finished, excuse me, the Harry Potter saga that we've been on for like a month. It feels like forever, but we finally finished Harry Potter. And in my humble opinion, not too bad. Not too bad. I didn't necessarily like how it ended, but you know what's funny about like sagas like that? You very rarely have a good finish to a saga. Like, you know, sometimes, like, you know, for example, like I watched the original Lord of the Rings movies in the theaters, and like when Return of the King came out, I'm like, yo, fam, this movie could have ended like 40 minutes ago. And it just kept pushing it and kept pushing it, and it kind of ruined the ending. The movie was great, but in its totality, Lord of the Rings was amazing, but they kind of dropped the ball at the ending. I feel the same way with Harry Potter. It could have ended differently, in my opinion, but I'm not J.K. Rowling. I still think that we should have a whole, and like, look at me. I know my girl is like real proud and happy now because I'm fucking discussing Harry Potter on my podcast. Harry Potter. Yeah, that's what that deserved. So I'm sure she's like fucking loving the fact that I'm talking about Harry Potter on my podcast. But yeah, I feel like this should be like a whole prequel, not that Fantastic Beast bullshit, but like Harry's parents in Hogwarts. But anyway, long story less long, I enjoyed the saga. So now I gotta figure out what movie that I like, you know, a long, either a trilogy or a saga of movies that we can watch together that I like, that I enjoy. So it's a toss-up between like Indiana Jones or some other shit. So anyway, so like, but here's the thing: like a lot of this work to keep my girl happy and to make sure that I'm participating in things that she enjoys, hiking, Harry Potter, and stuff like that. So these are certain things that, as a partner, as a romantic partner, I have to do. Like, you know, you have to do it. These are just not sacrifices, but yeah, fuck it. Sacrifices. These are compromises. That's the word I was looking for. Compromises that you have to do as a man to keep her happy. Because if you're happy, or if she's happy, you're happy, and vice versa, right? So, again, like, it's been a long time since I was last in a meaningful relationship. And by meaningful, I mean that I really care how this person feels and what this person thinks of me. It's been a while. It's been, I want to say, like 4 years and running right now. So now I'm learning how to do everything again with the experiences that I've had in the past, right? Like, so like with the knowledge of the experiences that I had in the past, now I can go into this new relationship. Well, it's not necessarily new because we've been at it for a while. But now I know the follies that I've fallen victim to in the past with my kid's mom, my ex-girl that I was with for 3 years, and just all the women that I've cared for in the past. So like there's a lot of difficulties in relationships that it's hard to deal with. It's hard to deal with these difficulties if you're not ready, or if you don't know necessarily what these problems are, what these troubles are. Like a lot of reasons, there are a lot of reasons, I should say, that make relationships difficult. Like, they make it hard. Woman, I usually treat relationships like math tests. When it gets hard, I start cheating. But that is not the case these days, because, you know, I've matured, if I may be so bold in saying. But yeah, you know, like, I know personally what something that I've had issues with is communication. Like, I used to have a lot of difficulties communicating. Like, people may not communicate clearly because they feel that it's going to end the relationship in some way. Like, I know that's why I didn't really communicate that well in the past. Because I was afraid of something that I might say may just bring this whole thing down to, you know, like, it make it collapse like a house of cards. So a lot of people don't like communicating because you may say something very knee-jerk that the other person will respond negatively to, and now it becomes a bigger fight, and then it turns into, okay, then what the fuck are we doing together anyway? I've had that happen a couple of times. Like, I would say something, or she'd say, well, say what the fuck you mean, nigga. Not necessarily in those particular terms or words, but the sentiment, it was there. Like, say what you mean, say it with your chest. And I would say it, and, you know, and then it turns into a bigger fucking argument where, all right, this is why I don't say shit, to be honest, this is why I don't tell you things, because I know how you react, I know how I will react to your reaction, and now, here we are, we're fucking breaking up, and I'm fucking splitting, all right, whose furniture goes with who, and who brought that TV, that's my TV, well, that's my Fire Stick, fuck you, leave my shit, and it turns into a whole big thing, where, now, I am learning. I'm continuing to learn, because not everybody reacts the same as another person. So now I'm continuing to learn how to communicate properly, communicate my feelings, communicate my wants and needs and my desires or my frustrations. And these are things that you have to learn with every person that you go to. Let's take it away from romantic relationships. Every job has one thing in common, which is you. You're the common denominator. Yes, every job has a hierarchy, has a structure, but they all manufacture different things. They operate differently. So now you have to learn that particular operation. Now let's bring it back to relationships. You have to learn how this person operates properly in order for you to be a perfect fit. So things are more cohesive. I'm using a lot of asshole words today, and I'm proud of myself. I'm pretty impressed with the dictionary words that I'm currently using. So people operate differently. People just react differently to certain words and certain terms and whatnot. So you just have to learn each other. Not, and I don't want to say love language. You don't have to learn their love language per se, but you just have to learn how they communicate. You have to learn what they mean, or you have to really choose your words properly. And that's one of those things where it only comes with experience and really listening to that person and really listening to that person, or paying attention to them. You have to learn which words you use that may trigger somebody. So that in all, if I could wrap this point up, just watch what you say and how you say it, because at the end of the day, you know, it will be a certain turn of phrase that can trigger a bigger issue. Another reason that some relationships are hard is unresolved conflicts. Unresolved conflicts can cause feelings, and I'm reading this. This is my prompter right here. Can cause feelings of unhappiness, bitterness, and loneliness. Now, yes, I can actually tell you that there have been times where I've been in a relationship and I still haven't gotten over my previous breakup. And I've been with people who haven't gotten over their previous breakup as well. If you're not ready to move on, you shouldn't move on. You shouldn't go into the next relationship, the next situation, whatever, expecting things to go right because you haven't gotten over the last thing. So you need to come to peace with yourself in order for you to find peace in the future or with a future person. My past, and I'm not putting anybody on blast. I'm taking full accountability. This is me taking accountability of why my relationships in the past have failed. I wasn't over the separation between me and my kid's mom when I jumped into a relationship with my ex. And it was hard because I wanted to care. I wanted to like give everything I had to her, but I couldn't because I was still bitter. I was still angry. I was still like, just, I had that just eking in the back of my head. I'm like, yo, things are fucked up. You're still mad. Fuck bitches. Get money. Blah, blah, blah. Just, you know, the whole shebang-a-bang. But I see this with a lot of people, especially these days, where people are afraid to be by themselves. Now, at the time, I was afraid to be by myself. I was afraid to live alone and just start all over. I was afraid. It comes from fear. A lot of these issues that we see come from fear. Fear of the relationship ending. Fear of hurting somebody's feelings. Fear of just doing things, going out into the world on your own. My light is flashing. Look at that. My light was flashing. It's hard to get over certain things when you haven't given yourself time to heal. You're not giving yourself time to heal. And look at me fucking on the spot doing shit, bro. So you're not giving yourself time to heal. You're not giving yourself that grace period where you go, okay, all right, now let me just regroup and recenter myself. So it's rough, man. It's rough when you enter a relationship with that certain mindset of unhealed. Like, a lot of people don't come healed. A lot of people don't come, they don't come ready to make another person happy. And that's where it all comes from. So you have all these unresolved feelings, all these unresolved emotions, and all this bitterness and this anger, and that you're not ready to. You're not educated enough to fix these problems. So I always suggest heal yourself, and then when you feel like you're ready, then move forward. And then now you can go into those dating sites, and without a certain desperation. So a lot of people, I've heard this a lot. Oh my God, the dating scene is so crazy out there and blah blah. I'm like, well, because you're desperate to be in a relationship. And ladies, you're desperate. Look at me. Those of you watching on Spotify, you're fucking desperate to get into a goddamn relationship because you're afraid to be alone. So you haven't healed yourself. You haven't healed anything that you were subjected to. All this pain, all this trauma. You talk about trauma. And I'm not talking about fucking healing yourself with crystals or fucking the moon and 1111 and the fucking numerology and all that bullshit. I'm talking about like truly fucking healing yourself. I'm talking about truly working on yourself in order to find the perfect fit for you. You're trying to jump into something that is a good fit. Again, if I could take it back to the job, you know, the workforce, right? So you're going from job to job, and you had this great job and it was great paying, but they didn't value you as a person. They didn't value you as an employee. And so what happens? You fucking end up quitting. You end up quitting, and then you're on Indeed. You're on LinkedIn and all this. And you're looking and you're searching for the right fit. So now you're looking for the next best job for you. But as time goes by, you start realizing that damn man, the job market is not what it used to be. It's not what it used to be. And you go, all right, well, I've been out of work for quite some time, and now I just gotta take whatever's out there. And then you go to a fucking job and it's like it doesn't pay, but it's close to the house. And now you're stuck in a fucking in a job that doesn't really pay you like you want to, but it's convenient. It's convenient for you because it's close to the house. It's close to the house, and they're like, you know what? It cuts my commute down. It cuts my commute, and you know what? I'm fine with this right now. And now you're expecting more from this job now. You're expecting more than what it was gonna offer you in the fucking first place. And now let's take it back to relationships. Women who get on these dating sites keep looking for the next best thing. You keep looking for the love of your life. But you haven't put in the work. You haven't learned a new skill. You haven't learned what it takes to be happy. So that's what I suggest. Like, and then and it goes to the next. It goes next to the next topic at hand, which is emotional baggage. And again, this is, you're not healed. You're not ready. Most relationships have emotional baggage from past experiences, and this is exactly what I was just talking about. You don't trust guys, or you don't trust women because what the last person did, and now you're like, oh, okay, so what the fuck do I do now? So you need to move past all that bullshit. Opposing values. So very recently in the news cycle, Jeezy filed for divorce from his wife. You know what? Let me try to find that that story on my handy dandy tablet. Jeezy divorce, right? I love technology. If you don't love technology, then and Jeannie. Conflicting ideals. Yeah, so essentially, I was just wasting a lot of time. So essentially, Jeezy filed for divorce, which is really unheard of for a guy to file for divorce. So you know she fucked up. And the reason that he cited was there was a conflict in, I guess, cultures, and your ideals have to match in some way. They don't necessarily always have to match, but you should agree on certain things, right? So, for example, my girl doesn't have kids. She doesn't want kids. And I already have two. And so I'm out the game. I'm 40. I don't want to have any more. Like, I'm too old to have babies and still be energetic and shit. Like I used to be. Like, you know, I had my daughter when I was like, what, 25, 26. So I had a lot of energy. My son came 3 years later. I still had enough energy to run around and shit. But as a 40-year-old dude, I can't. This is nuts, man. It's nuts. For people who wait till their 40s to have more kids or have kids, period, is fucking bananas to me. But so my girl doesn't want any kids for whatever reason. Those are her personal reasons, her personal preferences. I just know I don't want any. So our ideals match there. Now, years ago, I was in a relationship with a young lady who wanted kids. And I was like, well, I had two. And like, I don't want to have two baby mothers. If that makes any kind of sense. I was being selfish. I was being, narcissistic in that aspect, where I was like, well, I don't care what she feels. Like, I don't care what she wants. Because I know what I don't want. And I don't want kids. I don't want any more kids. She wanted a kid. And she's like, I never had a baby. And I was like, well, then you're with the wrong guy. And again, this is one of those communication things, kids, where I kind of said it the way that I say things. I'm very blunt and straightforward. And she wasn't ready to hear that kind of truth, especially for somebody that she felt like she loved and she felt like she wanted to be with. So it didn't work out. Needless to say, it didn't work out because she wanted kids. I didn't. There's people who go, all right, I want to get married. And the guy or the girl's like, I'm not into marriage. That's not something that I want to do. There's people who have cultural differences, like when I was talking about Young Jeezy and his wife, where, you know, he's African American, she's Asian American, but those are two very strong cultures that you have to, one has to give way to the other, and then if you have just too many conflicting ideals and conflicting values, is not going to work, because you're just going to be fighting each other throughout the entire relationship. Everything's going to come up. Everything's going to pop up. I was with a girl who wanted to get married. She wanted to get married. She's like, and this is my ex-girl, that she wanted to get married. And I was like, yo, the guy that you're talking to today, the man that's standing in front of you right now is not ready to get married. I don't want to get married now. Because I had just gotten out of my relationship, a very long-term, very emotionally defining relationship. It was a very powerful, important relationship to me, if I could put it in those terms. But she was like, oh, well, I want to get married. I'm like, well, those aren't in the fucking cards. But then she was like, okay. So then she dealt with it. Yeah, you know, she accepted it for the time being. But then she came up to me with a proposition where she was like, well, I want to move to Florida. Okay, you want to move to Florida. Well, you are a single mom and your kids go with you. Wherever you go, that's your right as a mother and blah, blah, blah. I, on the other hand, am a father. I'm a dad, which I love my kids. I try to be as involved as I can in their lives. So I cannot go with you to Florida. She did not like that response. She did not like that answer. And she goes, well, I thought you wanted to be with me. I was like, I do here. But if you move, then you kind of put an expiration. I said this to her. You put an expiration date on our relationship. If you say that you plan on moving August of this year, I go, cool. Count down till we are no longer a couple. Now, she didn't like that. Again, that's communication. But she had to understand that my values aren't her values. Her values aren't my values. Her dreams are my dreams. You have to be able to live your life independent of me. And what I have to do is supplement your life, not complement it. And that's where people get things fucked up, especially in relationships. You think that you have to be, I have to find the person that completes me. No, you need a person to join you, because after all said and done, your life is your life, your journey is your journey. Whether I'm part of it or not is up to you, and it's up to me. It's up to me, because I have my own journey. I have my own dreams and aspirations. Now, that's a very hard pill for people to swallow. That main character identity that they have inside of a relationship. Like, well, I thought I was important to you. Like, you're very important. You're important to me. But you're not the most important thing to me. Like you're top five. You're top five. That's a good placement of the whole hierarchy of shit that I care about. You know, I don't feel that that's too wild of a concept that I don't put your value over anybody else's, or anybody else's over you. You know what I'm trying to say is, like, I'm not trying to exclude you from all the important shit in my life. I'm trying to include you, but at the same time, you need to understand that you're in company. Like, I once heard this, and it always stuck with me for years. Somebody once said, people think that life is a circle, or my friend group is a circle. And you go, well, you could fit a lot of people in a circle. But I see life as a pyramid. Now, you can only fit certain amount of people at the tip of a pyramid. But a lot of people treat people who are at the base of the pyramid like they should be at the top. So you go, all right, so now a lot of people need to understand where they stand in that pyramid in your life. They need to understand, like, hey, if I say that you're top five, if I say that you're at the tip of the pyramid with all the other people that I care about and all the other shit that I care about, understand that I hold you in high regard. But you're not, like, again, if you don't want to be at the top of the pyramid with me, if you want to start your own pyramid over there, then that's completely up to you, and I support that. Me, I support or I get out the way, and that's just how I live life. That's how I deal with relationships now. I'm here to help or I'm here to get the fuck out the way. So yeah, so in these opposing values, like, you know, like I experienced in the past, it helps you choose your partner better. And a lot of people, again, they don't know how to choose the right partner. And again, this is another thing that causes a lot of difficulty in relationships. What it does is you see a lot of people get into relationships purely based on sex, or purely based on financial stability, or, like, it's always one that outweighs the other. Now, you have to understand, like, what you need currently in life dictates what you look for in a partner. And that's how you should see this shit. You should see, like, all right, what do I need now? What do I need that I cannot provide myself in this moment in time? Now, you go, all right, so now I need financial help. Cool. Now I have to find somebody that's as financially stable as I am. Or if you need a person to fucking rock your bottom out. Like, I've gone years fucking mid-tier fucking. Now I need somebody to fucking wear me like a fucking sock puppet and show me what the fuck's what. So you have to choose a partner that will join you, and stop being fucking desperate. Stop getting on these fucking websites and these fucking dating apps looking for love, because what you're doing is you're settling without you even knowing it. You know how many fucking, there's a chick on my fucking Instagram, on my Instagram timeline, right? This bitch falls in love three times a year. Three times a year. My boo thing, love of my life, my rib. Oh my God, I'm outside. We out here. Oh my God, look at this. Look at that. Look at us doing this shit. Look at us doing that shit. And you go, welp. Count down till she's putting up some spiritual numerology fucking shit on her story. And you go, well, I guess the the stars and the crystals didn't tell you what this nigga was worth. Because that nigga cheated on you a lot and aggressively. So you go, so now you're just choosing these partners based on your loneliness, based on how your past experiences, like, well, I keep falling for this type of person, so now I'm going to keep looking for that type of person. You haven't learned anything. You haven't learned anything about yourself, or you haven't learned anything from those past experiences, and you keep choosing the wrong fucking person. You keep choosing the wrong fucking person. How the fuck is that possible? How? How you keep rolling a dice and hitting snake eyes? Every single time, every roll you crap out, every roll. Now, I want you to be happy. I want you to fucking learn. I want you to fucking get inside your fucking thick head. That if that guy's not working for you, then you might have to go out with a fucking different type of dude. Oh, but that's my type. Okay. Apparently your type cheats on you a lot. Jesus, man. Apparently that's not your type. Apparently your type, like if this was a kidney donation, you would still be on dialysis, bitch, because your body keeps rejecting that blood type. If you didn't know, that's what happened. That's why kidney failure happens. Anyway, look at me talking science on a Tuesday, no doubt. But yeah, man, like it's, I don't know. I should turn this into a part two. I should turn this into a part two. Because it's just too complex of a topic for me to just pigeonhole it to one episode. But like I said, man, I'm happy. I want everybody to be happy. I want my girl to be happy. I want people to be happy in the relationships that they're currently in or ending, whatever, however you want to fucking see things. So it's been a minute, man. It's been a minute since I've been able to be happy with a person that I'm with. And you know what, man, I fucking deserve it. I deserve the shit out of it because why the fuck not, man? Why not? And in the spirit of happiness, it's still Christmas. It's still Christmas. It's just, I'll leave y'all with this.
Avengers.
You know Miles?
Hell yeah.
What?
I had to hear this shit. Now you have to hear it.
On the first day of Christmas, my hairline came to me. Where the fuck was you at, bro? I'm Dante, cut you off, and you had left me. Damn, that nigga so bald. On the second day of Christmas, I bit a fucking tree. Oh my God. On the third day of Christmas, I ate an alligator. Oh damn, I was alligator taste good.
I don't know. What's wrong with people today? But it's Christmas time. It's Christmas.
So, 8 days of Christmas, what are you talking about?
AD.
On the first day of Christmas, my hairline came to me.
What?
Where the fuck was you at, bro?
What?
I'm Dante, cut you off, and you had left me.
Yeah.
Damn, that nigga so bald.
So bald.
On the second day of Christmas, I bit a fucking tree.
Oh man, it's the countdown. The countdown to Christmas is right. It's right there. It's right there. So I'll leave you all with that. This is fucking stupid. It's ridiculous. Anyway, this has been another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. Peace.
I said, bitch.